Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We have some great things that we'll be talking about. We've got some terrible, terrible things that we have to address. Let me just start quickly by commenting on the statement from Abigail Spamberger, who lets us all know who she is and what she's all about. Abigail Spamberger has now made it official. She will rescind Governor Youngkin's executive order that law enforcement officers cooperate with other law enforcement officers. That's what she intends to do. Now, part of it, of course, is motivated by Abigail Spamberger's own personal animosity at this point towards the law-abiding members of society, and her embrace of the most depraved, dangerous criminals that society has ever seen. She is an absolute, utter disgrace and would do terrible, I would dare say irreparable damages to my beloved Commonwealth. Will there be some people who go along with her? Yes, of course. These are the people who, for whatever reason, hate Donald Trump, hate conservatives. Remember who it is that is supporting Abigail Spamberger. You have folks like the unhinged, bigoted woman in Arlington, who I will remind you was a big-time part of the Arlington Democrats and the Spamberger for Governor campaign. Standing there with a sign telling our lieutenant governor, sorry, black lady, you can't drink out of the same water fountain. Right? That's Abigail Spamberger's supporters. That's who they are. That is apparently what they believe. It's sad. I mean, it really is. It's so sad and it's so ugly and it's painful to imagine. And now she doubles down, and it's not a great shock. Again, you take a look at who else is on that ticket. Ghazala Hashmi, who stands with the Hamas folks, and Jay Jones, who says he's not going to be prosecuting any criminals, and in fact, he'll be going after cops. No great shock there either, because one of the leaders of his campaign is that Steve Descano out of Fairfax, who has turned Fairfax County into one of the most dangerous counties in America because he's continually undermining law enforcement and enabling criminals. I mean, there's a lot. The one thing Don Scott got right there, sort of, kind of, was that there's a lot on the ballot. Now, Don Scott is also trafficking in fear, and it's an easy response to him, isn't it? Well, you know, public education is all about hope. And all right, well, what have you ever done for me? Every Virginia voter who is being told by Don Scott, hey, you got to vote for Spamberger and Hashmi and Jones, needs to stand up and say, what have they done for me? What have you done for me as the Speaker of the House of Delegates? Have you helped to cut taxes? Well, I'll answer that for you. The answer is no. Did you stand against the car tax? Well, I'll take that one for you as well. The answer is no. Are you telling me that my used car needs to be phased out immediately so that Virginia will follow the automotive standards of California? Oh, it's all right, Mr. Speaker. I'll get that one for you as well. The answer is absolutely. You're on board with that. Oh, wait, a couple of... Hey, Mr. Speaker, Speaker Scott, how about the whole boys stealing girls' athletic scholarships? How are you standing on... Oh, all right, I'll get that one for you. You're totally in support of it, as are your statewide nominees, Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. How about the idea of putting boys into girls' bathrooms and boys into girls' locker rooms and men into girls' bathrooms and men into girls' locker rooms? I know it's really like four or five questions all rolled up in one, but not to worry, Speaker Scott. I will handle that one for you as well. You and your statewide team, Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones are all in favor of that. So you may continue to peddle the normal garbage that you feel comfortable pushing, and the rest of us have to look at the facts. Oh, and there's a brand new poll which has come out. It's a fascinating poll when you look at it. Because you remember just, oh, I don't know, a couple of months ago, my God, Abigail Spanberger was ahead by 17 points. That's it. We don't even need to hold an election, Jeff. Spanberger's got this in the bag. Let's just cancel the election and have the coronation for Abigail Spanberger. 17 points. It's just awful, awful, awful. Well, now latest poll indicates it's 5 points. Spanberger up by 5 points. So if you do the math, and gosh, even I can do this math, that's 12 points that Abigail Spanberger has been able to fall in the last couple of months. Now, I'm not an expert, but it would seem to me you would want to have the momentum on your side in an upward trajectory. How many people a few years back said, well, look, Terry McAuliffe is ahead by, gosh, it's like double digits, man. Well, why... Who is this Youngkin character? Why did we pick Youngkin? Why were you on board with this Youngkin character from day one, Jeff? Look, he's going to lose to McAuliffe. It's all going to be your fault. What happened? Glenn Youngkin, as he is wont to do, rolled up his sleeves, got down to work, worked really, really hard, and won. I think it's exactly the same situation right now. You know, Jeff, out of the gates, Winston Sears' campaign really wasn't all that good. Well, I'm not here to tell you that it was the best campaign at the beginning. Because if I told you that, then you know that I would be lying to you, and I don't do that. No, it wasn't a great campaign at the very beginning. But I am so happy to see that the lieutenant governor, as she is wont to do, rolled up her sleeves and said, let's get down to work. We got an election to win because we have a commonwealth to protect. And all of her momentum is in the right direction right now. So for all of the naysayers, and there are a lot of them within my own Republican Party, shut up. Sit down. Now, I do give you the option. You could sit down first if you want and then shut up. I mean, really, it's up to you. I'm a freewheeling sort of a guy. But either roll up your sleeves and get on board working hard, or just get out of the way. How about Lieutenant Governor? Oh, my, Ms. Hashmi. Ghazala Hashmi, who cannot be bothered making a public appearance, unless, of course, it's standing with Hamas folks or paid stooges. She's just too busy to go to a debate with John Reed, the Republican nominee. Her campaign continues to engage in lies. Because her campaign is claiming, oh, we're trying to work out details for a debate. Well, to work out details, you would actually have to be communicating with either the John Reed for Lieutenant Governor campaign, which you are not, or accepting invitations from sponsoring organizations or entities, which you are not. So you're not trying to work out details. You're trying to run the Joe Biden campaign and hide in your Hamas flag festooned basement so that you don't have to answer any questions. And I mean, given that it is Ghazala Hashmi, she may not even know where the basement is because it seems like she has trouble figuring out where the hell she lives. And then, oh, that's a tie. Did I forget to mention that? That's the best part. Well, that's now a tie. Jump ball, everybody. Once again, which way is the momentum going? It's going in the right direction. Finally, Attorney General. This one has always confused me, simply because I have watched Jason Meares for the last 4 years step up to the plate every single freaking time, point out into left field, right field, or center field, and hit a home run. I have never, ever seen someone who has made the Attorney General's office into such a powerful protector of the people. The idea that this was ever a race with Jay Jones, who, to put it mildly and politely, is a lightweight's lightweight. But it has been. Now, it hasn't been anywhere near the blowout. Now, it's always been within the margin of error, about 3-4 points. Well, now it's 1 percentage point. And again, I will tell you, the momentum is headed in the right direction. So I simply felt compelled at the beginning of all of this to offer my insight and my observations on that. Yes, we're going to talk about Minnesota. We're going to talk about Minneapolis. What has occurred there today is beyond the pale. Some of the usual suspects, of course, are immediately calling for you and for me to have our firearms taken from us. The rest of us are looking at the actual truth. Anyway, we're going to get to that in a couple of moments. Coming up at 3:35, you want to talk about a heavy hitter, a major player. Chris Ruddy is going to be with us. Chris, of course, is the CEO of Newsmax, but he is so much more than the CEO of Newsmax. He is the brilliant visionary who created Newsmax from the jump ball. He's the one who said, you know what? I got some really good people. They're going to write some really good stuff. And I know a thing or two about a thing or two. Maybe I'll offer a thought here and there. I'm going to put it in like a newsletter form. I'm going to mail it out to people. And he did. I'm making it into a magazine. I'm going to mail it out to people. Well, and he did. And they said, you know what? I'm going to turn it into a multimedia operation. And we're going to deliver great content to people across a wide variety of online platforms, traditional radio, traditional television, print, such as it is in the year 2025, and he's done it. Now, I was so blessed a couple of weeks ago. I got to spend a week with Chris Ruddy as part of this amazing delegation to Israel. I was surrounded by people that frankly, I was a little afraid to ask questions. I had no question, no problem at all asking a question to the president of Israel. But to sit there next to John Gizzi, who is the White House correspondent for Newsmax, and Jeffrey Lord, who is just one of my favorite writers of all time, I just sat there and listened to the two of them talk. To listen to Chris Ruddy offer his insight on world events. To be there as Professor Alan Dershowitz told some jokes that his wife wasn't crazy about him telling, and then offered amazing insights into the affairs of the world. I was just happy to be part of it, make no mistake. But Chris Ruddy will be with us at 3:35. And I mentioned the race for Lieutenant Governor. John Reed, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, joins us at 4:35. 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I just got the update from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, the Emily Morrissey Bracelet Empire, world headquarters in Midlothian. Emily is busy working, believe it or not, right now on Christmas bracelets. Yep. Here's the update. Working on this year's version of the Angel bracelet. That is one of my favorites. All right, fine. They're all one of my favorites. But nice to see that they're going to be ready to roll. Because Christmas is how many days away? No, I'm not even. No, I'm not going to tell anybody when. No, absolutely not. No, no, not going to say it. But you may want to start thinking about some of your shopping. Is all I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and my birthday. You know, people have been so kind to reach out and say, Jeff, is your birthday September the 9th again this year? Yes. Yes, it is. It's a good date. And I just figured, you know, might as well stick with it. It's worked for the last some odd decades. So, yeah, it is. And in a couple of moments, we'll talk a little bit about what has unfolded in Minnesota. Two little kids dead as the result of a depraved, deranged individual who apparently had their depravity enabled by their very own mother. I would say I don't know, but I do know. And I'm going to offer you a little insight into how something as disgusting as this could happen. We'll do that in a couple of moments. And then, 3:45, Chris Ruddy, the visionary who created Newsmax, is going to join us. We will talk about the importance of Newsmax, the growth of Newsmax, and the tireless efforts from President Trump to bring peace to the Middle East. It is 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, let us touch a little bit on this absolutely disgusting situation coming from Minneapolis. All right, two little kids are dead. You've heard that repeatedly in the news. And this guy, according to reports, was 23 years old. And he claimed that he was a she. He claimed to be, quote, transgender. According to reports, his mom helped him to change his name from Robert to Robin as he pretended to be a girl. Now coming from the Anti-Defamation League, a report that says, having examined a video of his gun, because apparently he was active on social media, and according to this report, he posted a YouTube video, which I would imagine now has been removed, although I can't tell you that because I didn't actually go looking for it. I don't want to give any sort of credence to such a despicable, cowardly murderer. But I digress. According to the Anti-Defamation League, he had a video posted. I guess he was speaking, but he was also showing the guns that he intended to use. According to the Anti-Defamation League, the one gun at least included praise for mass killers. Wow. That's insane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Insane, isn't it? Absolutely insane. Praise for mass killers. Wow. Unverified images of the alleged shooter's gun also had anti-Semitic and anti-Israel comments on them, including the phrase, 6 million wasn't enough. Israel must fall. Destroy HIAS, that's a Jewish refugee organization, and burn Israel. Wow. Wow. Now, you can look at this, and I don't want to go necessarily down some political rabbit hole, but the rabbit hole is calling, and it is political. And I'm sorry to say that, but it is what it is. So this young guy had embraced essentially every modern left-wing talking point, going back so far as pretending that he was a girl. And that was, what, 6 years ago? Is that what it was? I think the report said that his name change occurred when he was 17. All right, well, that would make him a minor. And I don't know how bat-crap crazy things are in Minnesota. I'd imagine the bat-crap craziness out there is pretty close to pinging in the red on a regular basis. But he changed his name. And if he's a minor, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. It's not like I'm a practitioner of the dark arts or anything, but I would think as a minor, he would need his parental consent to go along with a name change. And I don't know, maybe he gets to officially list himself as a girl instead of a boy. Maybe. I don't know. But he embraced that. And according to this report from the ADL, he embraced every anti-Israel and every anti-Semitic screed that is currently being shouted from the rooftops by leading Democrats around America. I mean, hell, we don't have to go far. Just look at the Virginia Democrats and their embrace of the most vile, terrible anti-Semitic nonsense. It's all right there. My concern has to be for those two little kids who were murdered and the families of those two little kids and the 17 people injured who, God willing, will survive. But we don't know. It is appalling, but I'm going to remind you it's got everything to do with his actions and the actions of those around him and not the implement he chose to utilize in just wreaking havoc and destroying lives. Chris Ruddy, the man who created Newsmax, joins us in just a couple of moments. It's 3:41. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There's a lot going on. I absolutely give you that. There's a lot going on. Some great numbers, if you care about our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, that are coming in. Great numbers. Abigail Spamberger, who just a matter of weeks ago allegedly held a 17-point lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, now holds a lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, but it's down to 5 percentage points. It's a huge drop for Spamberger, a huge improvement for Sears. And there's still plenty of folks sitting on the sideline. Lieutenant Governor. Well, John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, and has asked Abigail Spamberger's running mate to please debate. Guess what? She still says no, and that is now a tie. Attorney General Jason Meares, who I got to tell you has done an amazing job, an absolutely amazing job. Representing really, has done an amazing job. Is now in a 1% race with Jay Jones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, so apparently now we're having technical, we're having a difficulty? Really? Okay. I apologize. This is just, we will get to everything we need to get to in a couple of moments. But let me share with you a little bit more on these races as they are shaking out. We are seeing a seismic shift, from Spamberger to Sears. We are seeing a major shift from Hashmi to Reed, a major shift from Jones to Meares. And that is absolutely, positively vital if we are going to preserve this Commonwealth. This Commonwealth hangs in the balance. That is the reality. And I would love to describe it in a slightly different way. I would love to tell you that that is not exactly what is at stake here, but it is exactly what is at stake. It is exactly what is going on. And unless we pay attention to it, unless we do something about it, we've got a problem. We've got a huge, huge problem. It's awful. Well, we'll see. We'll just see which way it goes. All right. All right. Fair amount of juggling. One or two flaming chainsaws that have been extinguished. And I'm very happy to say that Chris Ruddy, who is the visionary behind Newsmax, as well as just a legit distributor of the truth, is joining us. It's always good to have him on the program. Chris, welcome, my friend.
Jeff, my great friend. How are you?
I am doing well, and I always appreciate you taking a couple of moments to join us. I know how busy you are, and I said it privately, although not enough. I say it in front of everybody. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of that incredible mission to Israel a couple of weeks ago, an absolutely life-changing experience for me.
Yeah, you know, I first went to Israel when I was 19. And it was life-changing for me, but I always felt like this is a great friend of America and that they were fighting for us on the front lines, really, of freedom. And nothing's really changed in all those years. And now things are actually, they're more critically important to us, fighting the Iranian nuclear program, fighting radical Islam that wants to destroy the West and America. And I think we saw firsthand the damage that the radical Islam can do but also how the Israelis are fighting back, and Bibi Netanyahu came to our main event. I think it was a tremendous success, and we really appreciate people like you coming to Israel.
The lessons from that visit, Chris, are resonating with every single one of us who was part of this. I'm looking at some of the amazing reporting, whether it's writing or on screen or on the radio, from folks who were part of it saying, hey, wait a minute. You need to know what's really going on the ground. For me, by the way, I stood there in the middle of where that concert was, Chris, and I just wept, because the kids that died are my son's age, and my wife goes to every flippin' concert she can imagine. So I just knew if the situation were slightly different, I would have lost somebody there.
Well, it's, the amount of the killing that took place, and it's unbelievable that after October 7th, 1,400 Israelis died, but somehow many people are blaming Israel.
Yeah.
Israel gave them billions of dollars, gave them sovereignty. They basically ran. They had elections. Hamas was elected. They could have built a paradise on the Mediterranean. Instead, they built tunnels to kill Jews. And the people out in this country, including the guy running for mayor of New York, Mamdani, they're all saying the Israelis were at fault for October 7th.
Yeah.
It's sort of like saying, we defended our sense against the Japanese and Hitler in World War II. We provoked them into the war.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the crazy stuff that's going on. And it's really, I think, a function of a larger anti-Semitism that's building out of social media that's really concerning. And Newsmax, I think, of all the media, has been really covering it better than most.
There's no doubt about that. Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax. How difficult is it, Chris, for the folks at Newsmax to cover this honestly? Because you are quite correct, sir, in your assessment that the other media types are all on board pushing and pimping these ridiculous Hamas propaganda points, and Newsmax is almost like the lone voice out there reporting the truth.
You know, there's just a groupthink in the media. It tends to be left-wing. It used to be liberal. Now it's become left-wing. It's gotten really off the charts. And so Newsmax, I think, is growing. We're top four in cable news. We're the fastest growing cable channel in America.
Yep.
We're number five this year with Nielsen of all cable channels, which there's hundreds of them. 34 million people tuned in the first quarter. It's a huge number. Mm. And they're tuning in because they're getting the truth from people like Greta Van Susteren and Rob Schmidt and Greg Kelly and Rob Finnerty.
Yep.
And people say, well, what's the difference with Fox? I always say, well, just tune in. Watch for one night.
Yep.
I think there's a reason President Trump praises Newsmax, tells people to watch Newsmax, and he doesn't say the same thing about Fox News. So there's a reason, and I think he's watching our programs, and we always tell people you should too.
Well, it is sage advice when it comes from the president, and it's sage advice when it comes from the CEO of Newsmax. Tell me a little bit about the proposed mergers, because I've been looking at a couple of issues. There are a couple of corporate mergers that are being proposed that you, as the CEO of Newsmax, have felt compelled to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute, this is really going to shut down real journalism and conservative thought in that media space.
Yeah, well, we have been opposing a number of things. There's a major advertising. They're going to control 40% of the ad market of the major brands in the United States, Omnicom and IPG. Now, these not are companies most people know about, but they're major in advertising. They're liberal, and they were allowed a merger where they're using these censorship tools of the left, like NewsGuard, to block conservative media from getting ad revenue. President Trump opposes this. He opposes DEI programs, and he's requiring mergers to stop these DEI programs. And for some reason, the FTC initially supported this. We've come out very strongly against it. And also the FCC is planning on lifting the caps that Reagan started that stop ABC and NBC and all the major media groups from owning stations around the country. This would give them a reach of about, Nexstar is planning to merge with Tegna, and they would create the largest TV group in the nation, reaching about 80% of U.S. homes. Reagan had the cap at 25% because he didn't want these big media groups controlling the local news in markets like Richmond or Peoria or wherever in the country. It's a terrible thing if ABC, imagine if New York was dictating your local news reports.
That's right.
And that's what would happen if you allow these big station groups. Nexstar is a company that's out there, and they own News Nation, a left-wing cable news channel. They have Chris Cuomo on every night bashing Trump. I mean, these are not people you want to have give more power. So we're opposing the FCC plans to increase the cap, and we're opposing the merger of Nexstar and Tegna. It's a very important thing. And so we're encouraging people to join with us, and we're going to be informing them quite a bit on Newsmax about this merger.
Is there anything that we can do just sitting out here, and we don't necessarily have skin in that corporate game, except as you point out, it would keep us from hearing the truth. It would keep us from learning about issues that are local, that are important to us. Do we start writing letters, emails? You tell me, Chris.
Well, right now, we'll be figuring out some method to get people to complain to Congress, but certainly get aware on the issue if you feel you want to tell your congressman you oppose the Nexstar merger. But we'll be forming a more organized coalition, I think, against this in the coming weeks, and we'd love to have, Jeff, you part of it.
Well, I would love to help in any way that I can, because, again, I value what Newsmax does. I value the opportunity for voices, not just like mine, but voices like Greta Van Susteren. And I must confess, I shared this with my audience, Chris. When I had the chance to be part of this group, I was like a little kid to sit there and realize that I'm eavesdropping on this conversation between John Gizzi and Jeffrey Lord, and I get to be, I didn't even want to say anything. I thought, you know, these guys have 100 years worth of things. I just want to listen to them. It was amazing, and it was such a beautiful thing. And as a Jewish man who has just now made his first trip to Israel as a direct result of you, I thank you for that, and I thank you so much for standing with the truth of what's going on over there. The voices on Newsmax are so essential. God bless you, man. Just God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and God bless the United States. God bless Israel, and the work that we're all doing to give the American people the other side of the story. It really is critically important. We see the impact of it if we don't do it in some of the things that are happening in the Middle East. So stand with Newsmax. Check us out on cable. Download our free app on your iPhone or Android. You go to Newsmax and start a free trial right away. And we'd love to have you join the news revolution, we call it. I know, Jeff, you're already a revolutionary, so I don't have to ask you to join it.
I am a revolutionary. I'm also a shareholder, and I'm very, very happy anyway to slice it. Yeah, you're doing the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you in New York next week at the big Barrett event. Chris, thank you again, my friend, for being here. I will
thank you, Jeff.
Talk with you soon. That is Chris Ruddy. He's the man. He created Newsmax. He's standing on the front lines bringing truth to all of us. He really is. God bless him. It's 4 o'clock. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.